It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, you guys have a good show. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, Junes.
All right.
Hi, Donnie.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
That's Matt. Barb. That's Donovan. They are next.
I'm Matt.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Thanks to Tyler.
Hi, Junes.
Thanks to Fernando.
Hi, Gordo.
And Ryan. Hey. For the great... God dang it. If you shoot that mother up one more time...
Wait, what just happened? What just happened?
The next bottle you throw over here is coming back at you 60 miles an hour.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Gordon.
Headhunting is a coward.
That's right.
Did you hit him, Gordon?
The shirt he's wearing.
He is. He hit me right in the noggin.
I did not. I hit you in the shoulder, and then Craig tried to block it.
He was
trying to block it from going into the trash can, and he hit you in the head. So,
headhunting is a coward.
Blame Craig.
All right.
The only thing you have to do to block Gordon's shot is sit there, because it's never going
in. You don't have to block his shot.
That's a shot at me.
All right. We'll see you Monday.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Crawford Services AC and Heating, bring us the emergency brake of the week. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. By the way, Corby the champion last Friday. Is that right, Daddy?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Corby won last week when we were out of the office taking some PTO. All right, candidate number one is the guy we were just talking to, the great Donovan. And this is actually during crosstalk. Sometimes words are hard to say. We all have words that trip us up. And Donovan has a couple of them.
You never know when you're on the road. There was a crash on the tollway, but I evaded it. I got around it, and I'm here. So right now, it's going very well.
Did you see it happen, or did you just happen upon the aftermath?
I saw the aftermath.
The what?
You said that weird.
The aftermath.
That's good.
The aftermath. I did say that weird. Is that? Do I need to add that to the list of words I can't say?
Say it again.
Aftermath.
Aftermath. Was that weird?
It was.
Oh my
that
goodness.
Is kind of hard to say.
It is.
But you're putting an extra F in there or something.
Aftermath.
Yeah, that's close. Aftermath. I think that's right.
That's good, yeah.
We'll add it to the list of words I just cannot say.
Yeah. What's the other ones?
Oh, my gosh. When you, like, if you're injured and you have to go to a center.
Mm-hmm.
To get okay.
All right, this is a good
just
start.
Add it to the list.
Aftermath and rehabilitation?
Yeah.
Is that what he's looking for? Okay. We all have them. Heck, I have a hard enough time saying Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
I always Scooby-Doo that one. But Donovan had a couple of there. Boy, Scotty Scheffler just walked 20 feet away from us. I think he's in the right rough off of number 10T. Okay, you don't have to play that.
He's the world's number one ranked golfer and currently world's number one fugitive.
Not a fugitive. No, he's not. Okay, so
fugitive is kind of hard to say.
Yeah, it kind of is. Let's write that one down. All right, there's Donnie as candidate number one. Candidate number two comes to us from the sweet spot. And this is during their crosstalk, during Wine Today Doesn't Suck. This is Sean, and he gets absolutely murdered when they bring up the Police song, Every Breath You Take. And he, for some reason, thinks it's about nuclear war or the end of the world. And they're like, what? And the only thing we can figure out is he was thinking about the Sting song, Russians, which is the whole thing about, I hope the Russians love their children too. Yeah.
Right.
All right, but this is really funny. And now it's a drop about, I don't know, every 3 minutes when Ham is on the board.
In the year 1983, Every Breath You Take was released by the Police. It's the most played song in radio history.
Oh,
is
what
it
a
really?
Beating that song is.
Yeah, it's kind of a beating.
Yep. It's about the Cold War, right?
I mean, I like the Police, but that's
not beating. It's about a creeper,
like a stalker. Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's hashtag
the
me
Cold
too.
War.
I'm also pretty sure I'm right about that.
No, you're not at all.
No, you're wrong, bro.
Just look at the lyrics.
You're thinking of We Didn't Start the Fire.
How would Every Breath You Take be about the Cold War.
You're thinking of the Macarena.
Every Breath You Take. Oh, that's Eve. The Macarena. The dance craze that took over the mid-90s.
Okay, sorry, number man. One.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, they're still going.
I think of the Cold War, too.
Was it Putting on the Ritz about Nam?
It was a protest song about Nam.
It predicted Nam.
Yeah.
Okay, number one.
Great.
They think that,
Monty. Yeah.
They think that song's a beating? Every Breath You Take?
I mean, it's great song, but we've heard it so many times.
It got overplayed, but...
Yeah.
I was always it's about the Cold War, right?
I liked it. It was a great
did
song.
You ever think it was about the Cold War?
No.
No, never thought that. Although I love Sean's. Pretty sure it
pretty
is.
That's right.
So confident.
He stuck by it. He was...
So confident.
All right, one more time.
In the year 1983, Every Breath You Take was released by the Police. It's the most played
Penis.
Song in radio history.
Oh,
is
what
it
a
really?
Beating that song is.
Yeah, it's kind of a beating.
It's about the Cold War, right?
I mean, I like the Police, but that's
no.
not a beating.
It's about a
creeper.
Like a stalker.
Yeah, it's hashtag
the
me
Cold
too.
The Cold War? I'm also pretty sure I'm right about that.
No, you're not at all.
No, you're
every,
wrong, bro.
Just look at the lyrics.
That's you're thinking of Fire. We Didn't Start the Fire.
How would... Every Breath You Take be about the Cold War.
You're thinking of the Macarena.
Every Breath You Take.
Oh, that's
Eve.
The Macarena. The dance craze that took over the mid-90s.
Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I think of the Cold War, too.
Was it Putting on the Ritz about Nam?
It was a protest song about Nam.
It predicted Nam.
Yeah.
Man, that's funny. That is
pretty
Sean.
Sure I'm right about
it. No, you're not.
No, no. And I love it now that any song that is brought up, Ham immediately fires off. What about the Cold War? There is Sean as candidate number two. Candidate number three is Davy Lane.
Yes.
He is quick to just try to drive that hardline car right off the road. It's one thing to make a joke about the name of some sort of show or project. It's another thing to do that when the guest is being introduced on the Hardline as Bob is trying to fight through this.
Only on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tick.
All right, it's 5:57. It's the Hardline live from the Charles Schwab Colonial, and we have big, big hockey tonight. And when we have big hockey, we need a big hockey brain. And so very high on my list of big hockey brains is the great Dmitry Filipovich, who hosts the PDO cast and...
PDO cast.
PDO cast. The hockey PDO, of course. And Dmitry joins us right now. Hi, Dmitry. How are you?
Fellas, I'm good. Just to clarify, definitely not the pedo cast.
Okay, good.
Otherwise, great intro.
I don't know what Bob's into. So.
That was on the list of names he decided not to go with. So
it was close. It was a close second.
The URL was taken, so you had to pivot. Yeah, I get it.
God, poor guy. Just trying to come on, talk some stick and puck, and just get hijacked by Davey. Okay, so that makes Davey... candidate number three. So is it Donovan, Sean, or Gen X Davy Lane, who hosts his 80s prom tonight?
Yeah, that's tonight. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Right after the top 10 or right at... Yeah, I think so. It's right after the top 10, I do believe. All right, so you get the vote. 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, is this the James McMurtry Karaoke Hotline?
It is.
I guess.
Oh, well, Ruth Ann and Lynn, they wear them cut-off britches and little hawkers.
Don't want to do all the lyrics here. It's kind of a tense scene in Choctaw Bingo. Hmm. You know those lines, Giorgio?
I think I've heard you sing them before.
He wants to do with his cousins.
Yeah, that's your favorite line, being from Mississippi. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello?
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 Oh, no.
Hello, good morning, George.
It's Brady Tom.
Yes, it's Brady Tom.
And who you like to vote for, Brady Tom?
Hey, George, why is it such a good time to be a Dallas fan?
Why?
Because it's not football season.
Okay.
I would like to vote for Davy Lane's pedo comment.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes, I'd like to vote for speech impediment Donnie Dew and Hooter Brown.
Okay. Hello, you're on ticket radio.
Am I on IM radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Unreal.
Hi, neither. I want to vote for my leader and adopted radio friend, one Davy Lane. Just so you know, and y'all have a happy Booty Splash America and Holy Smoggy's About. Thank you.
Good God.
Well, that's an old reference. Holy Smoggy's About.
Holy Smoggy's About.
Holy shoot.
Oh, shoot. Oh, shoot. Booty Splash America.
Booty Splash America. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, before I vote, I'd like to just wish Warren and Prescott Youngblood a very happy last day of school as their dad, Craig.
Oh. That's nice.
Is Craig there?
Yes.
So,
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What?
Whoa.
Give me a Davey.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Good morning, gentle musers.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, next.
Hello, you are on the ticket, AM, FM, and stream.
Good morning, musers. I'd like to vote for Davy Lane, and you guys have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you.
That's very nice.
This is surprising me. I thought Sean would be a slam dunk winner.
I know. I thought Donovan's pretty strong, too. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'll vote for Abraham Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Prom Night Davy.
Only on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Tick.
All right, it's 5:57. It's the Hardline live from the Charles Schwab Colonial. And we have big, big hockey tonight. And when we have big hockey, we need a big hockey brain. And so very high on my list of big hockey brains is the great Dmitry Filipovich, who hosts the PDO cast and the hockey PDO, of course. And Dmitry joins us right now. Hi, Dmitry. How are you?
Fellas, I'm good. Just to clarify, definitely not the pedo cast.
Okay, good.
Otherwise, great intro.
I don't know what Bob's into. So.
That was on the list of names he decided not to go with. So
it was close. It was a close second.
The URL was taken, so you had to pivot. Yeah, I get it.
I get it. All of a sudden, Bob was back on the post-game show at the compound.
Did Sean not even get a vote?
Not one vote.
That's
correct.
Amazing. Jeez. To me.
For thinking every breath you take is about the Cold War.
Pretty sure I'm right about that.
No, you're not at all.
No.
One of the great and Davey's performance was really good.
Sure. Yeah,
but that's
great.
One of the great robberies in e-break history, I
really
think.
Really is. But the P1, that's one of the great things about the e-break, though. It's the way it goes. The P1 gets to decide.
Obviously.
Okay, Daddy, how many wins is that for Davey?
That is Dave Lane's 16th. E-break win. He is now 121 behind Norman. I am the Cold War Hitzkus.
Dave.
All right, way to go, Dave, and good luck with the prom show tonight.